This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers and our snowplow operators who are so important tonight, and there's some areas we're going to tell you about here in just a minute. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can follow us on our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren from California, and we're about to say the pledge. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. And you take a swig of my coffee. All right. Now, are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And by the way, we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle and I have found a way to let the drivers know where there's some problems up ahead of them. And I was telling you about I-77 a few minutes ago. Well, wouldn't you know, I-77 South is closed near the Virginia state line. And all lanes of I-77 are closed near exit 101, I-74, near Mount Airy, due to a crash. The road is expected to reopen by 7 a.m. in the morning. Apparently, this is a multi-vehicle pileup. There are semis involved. Motorists are advised to take exit 101 to I-74 East, follow I-74 East to exit 6, then take exit 6 to North Carolina 89 West, turn left onto North Carolina 89 West, follow North Carolina 89 West to the on-ramps for I-77, and then take this on-ramp for re-access to I-77 at exit 100. This is a big-time mess up there in a major truck lane.
It certainly is, absolutely. So that detour is going to be very helpful.
Mm-hmm. And this, folks, is only one part of the equation. Now, I am positive. Further up the line, let me just see here. We're going to check Pennsylvania for just a real quick second here. But I'm positive that there's a lot of activity going on tonight that is just holding things down. Oh, my goodness. You ought to see. Pennsylvania looks like somebody, there's accidents everywhere in Pennsylvania right now. There's road closures everywhere. I got road closures on I-80 west of Wilkes-Barre. I've got some road closures down around Harrisburg right now on U.S. 11. And it looks like there's a couple of more things here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 accidents between the New Jersey line and Harrisburg. 13 really, accidents.
I mean, yeah, there's just, I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, so be careful. Be careful. It's the night to, if you don't have to go somewhere, just don't go anywhere. All right. Let's go to the phone line here. Mr. Ian, what's going on? Mr. Ian. Ian.
Okay, you got me. Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say real fast about all this weather, this bad weather we're having.
Mm-hmm.
This is because Trump, it's all his fault. Okay?
Right, I agree.
And it's also because the Senate, you know, we haven't ratified this Build Back Better baloney.
Sure.
Build Back Better garbage. So global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it, the flavor du jour, it's still going on.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I called you, I don't know how many times. Listen, if you come out of the bathtub or whatever, the shower, and you stub your toe, it ain't your fault. It's Trump's fault. Okay? You fall off a ladder while you're changing a light bulb, it ain't your fault. It's Trump's fault.
Yep.
Okay? All right? You cut yourself shaving, it ain't your fault. It's Trump's fault.
Yep.
The weather is because of Trump. Remember that. It's all Trump's fault. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. We needed a laugh tonight.
That's right.
We needed a laugh tonight. Okay, and Ian gave it to us. Yeah, because there's so much bad weather around. There's so many wrecks around right now. It's going to be hard to maneuver to go anywhere. But I'm telling you, I just looked at Pennsylvania. And just coming, this is I-78, by the way, coming across over towards just north of east of Harrisburg. 13 accidents in that area.
Daniel, again, this is just an awful lot. So like the captain said, folks, if you don't have to go somewhere, pull into safe harbor.
By the way, Jeff is talking about bumper car night.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Well, like, and as you were saying before, Captain, too, if you're driving upon this kind of roadway and you've got the snow or the slush or the ice and so forth, it just changes the game completely.
Yeah, but what happened to begin with was they had the freezing rain, and that makes it even worse. Okay, hold on. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, and Jeff is awake and going at it, so we'll get him involved here in a minute. But I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and for all you folks up there that are shoveling snow tonight, or plowing snow, or maybe you're dropping landing gear in a trailer because you can't get where you need to go, and you're trying to get your truck to the hotel, or maybe get it in where out of the wind or whatever, because there's a pretty good wind blowing up the East Coast tonight. I want you to know about Relief Factor and my website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, that is a product that I guarantee you will help you with any type of pain or aches that you've got. And by the way, it just might also help you with some other stuff that's going on, too, because I actually found out that the problem I was having with my leg doesn't just help. This product doesn't just help you with your leg, with the inflammation, with the swelling and whatnot. It helps with other parts of the body too when you take it on a regular basis, which I do. I take it twice a day, every day. And today I had to take it three times because I had some irritation that caused me some grief. So I took it and boom, it brought it under control again, which is not a problem. Now it's 100% drug free. The ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling, and it even lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. Now, $19.95 is what it costs to get it started. That's it, $19.95. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you're in like Flynn. Get it started, and away you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, you got another road alert. We've got another major interstate highway closed up in, this time, Virginia. Go for it.
That's exactly right, Captain. The Virginia Department of Transportation is reporting at this hour that all eastbound and westbound lanes of Interstate 64, that's Interstate 64, are closed in New Kent County due to fallen power lines. Very, very serious. Eastbound traffic is being detoured at exit 214, that's Courthouse Road, and westbound traffic is being detoured at exit 220, that's Eltham Road. Drivers should use alternate routes, such as Route 60, until further notice and expect delays. So again, that's I-64 and New Kent County, both eastbound and westbound lanes closed due to fallen power lines. And that'll take time to get that cleaned up, I'm sure.
All right, and that affects directly the military haulers that are going over towards Norfolk and Newport News and that-a-way. That directly affects them, any loads going in that direction, which I would imagine they might or might not be doing anything right now. But there's accidents. I mean, my God, I just told you about I-77, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. There's 17 accidents on I-77 in the state of Virginia alone.
Well, I mean, again, this is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to what we were talking about. A poll has revealed an astonishing percentage of Democrats who support the unparalleled COVID tyranny for the unvaccinated, like Jeff, because these people aren't going to give up. And believe it or not, there's a proposal out there. I don't know how far it's going to get. I don't think it's going to get very far. But there's some countries that foreign countries talking about that they're revoking their citizenship. And believe it or not, some of these Democrats have come up with the same freaking idea. What, are they out of their mind?
Well, Captain, it shows just how far the division goes. And it's a division that's there because of a lot of hysteria. Now, again, COVID's a real thing. Delta, Omicron, it's all real. It's a very, very real thing. But it has been presented and it has been crafted in such a way in terms of the perception, I think, that many of the Democrat Party elite have wanted to create, such that if someone's not vaccinated, they need to be ostracized in the most heinous sort of way, as opposed to testing. Or I thought if you wore these great N95 masks that it was even better, or something like that. But in other words, instead of actually following the science or finding ways to go about this, to take such draconian measures, doesn't really seem to play into the way that we should be fighting this virus.
Well, we are not stupid enough, okay, to fall for all this nonsense. We just aren't, and we're just not going to do it.
Well, no, of course not. And again, some people are not getting vaccinated or don't want to get vaccinated because of different health issues. Maybe their mm-hmm. doctor has talked to them about certain things, mm-hmm. or they want to talk about natural immunity, but it's been verboten, Captain, to even talk about natural immunity. How can we even know things or work things out if we can't actually do science?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next road report can't come soon enough because I just got a bulletin off this site about New York and several road closures around New York City, going over to Connecticut, on to Long Island. I mean, this is intense right now. This is really getting bad.
I can imagine, absolutely.
Yep.
On a night like tonight, you got it.
Yep, and all the trucks trying to go somewhere, and somebody screws up, and then you get the problem you got. Okay, another liberal has been confused on the Senate in basic math, namely Don Lemon, has ranted against a minority ruling the majority. That's not a democracy.
No, well, Don Lemon could be educated a little bit here. It's not.
He needs to read the Constitution.
Well, right, because it's not just about a thing, a notion called majority rule. Yes, we understand that if so-and-so gets more votes than so-and-so, then that person's going to be in the office.
Uh-huh.
But majority rule is different than what we actually live in terms of the constitutional republic. In other words, in our constitutional republic, we have certain rights that are laid out in the Constitution. I won't enumerate them here, but we know that, you know, they're numerous.
Four and 7 years ago. Oh, that's the wrong paper.
That's right. Well, but the idea is this. in a total majority rule, the majority can get together and say, we're going to take your property away from you. There's nothing you can do about it. In a republic, you have property rights. And so you can't just willy-nilly decide, here's the majority. So he's making this criticism, but it's not an informed criticism.
Okay, well, let's go over and answer the phone now because we've got a caller. Jeff's girlfriend's on the line. Just kidding. But good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Hi. So if you're not vaccinated, your citizenship should be revoked.
That's what one of these fools came up with, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's going to fly like a lead balloon with a lot of veterans for sure. Because I'm not unvaccinated. I'm a nurse, and I'm a veteran. And let me tell you why. Number one, what's in the vax? Why won't they say what's in it for 70 years? They want to withhold that information for 70 years. Number two, it says it's, quote, experimental. I guess everybody forgot.
Now, wait. Hold on. I got to stop you. Not all of them are experimental anymore. They did go ahead and give the okay to two of them, remember?
Well, the Coventry is the only one, and we don't have it in the United States.
I know, but they did give it an okay, so they're not all experimental, but go ahead.
And number three, they're still not talking about what will cure it, which is the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin.
That's correct.
So they can all take a hike, and then they can go over to Australia.
But I got a number four for you. You ready?
Ready.
Herd immunity, and if you've already got it, you've got immunity. We've already had it and got over with it. You have immunity.
I guess they're just too dumb to get that, Captain.
Well, we aren't.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. All right. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, exactly. This goes to what I was talking about. You know, if we want to fight the virus, and if it was any other sickness and people got natural immunity, well, we'd be talking about it. But for some reason, because of the politicalization of COVID, we're not allowed to say, hey, what if this, or doctors, and this idea called peer review of the science and so forth. People are being actually scared, generally speaking, scared of cancellation, this kind of thing, for even speaking up or saying anything, or being vilified, being silenced on social media, whatever it is. But if we can't let the knowledge come out, if it can't be really peer-reviewed, if it can't be talked about in the public square, well, we're losing a lot more than we ever could imagine.
Well, we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break that's coming up here in about a minute. But taking us into break, how about this one? The White House has a shipping update on those 500 million tests, and it's pretty useless. Have you heard what the deal is?
What's that?
You can't get them in a regular period of time. They haven't even ordered them yet, and they're all coming from China.
Wow. That is, you know, a recipe for disaster.
And somebody in D.C. is getting a commission on this in the government. You want to bet?
I think you're right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you couldn't make this stuff up if you freaking tried. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
U.S. USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI, is the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services, demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. New Zealand's military saying Monday morning they were able to send a surveillance flight to the island of Tonga to assess an extent of damage from a huge undersea volcanic eruption over the weekend. A towering cloud of ash had prevented the military from launching any flights to the Pacific Island nation. More than 70 million people were under winter weather alerts over the weekend, and on Sunday, 2,800 flights canceled. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnights from 2 to 6 on AM 8.
All righty, that's our buddy, our police sergeant up there in Georgia. And that was the night that we had that shooting up there in Atlanta. Remember that? At the Wendy's.
At the Wendy's, that's right.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Because that is how we pay the bills here on the program. And MyPillow.com, all you got to do is go over there, see what you like, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Save you a bunch of money. By the way, if you go to the radio listener specials page and go over there and look and see the 150 or so items that are over there, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll save 50%, 67%, and even 75% on many of the items that are there. So that's MyPillow.com. Always the promo code will be CAPTAIN, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has gone scorched earth upon entering office. A lot of people were going, well, we don't know if he's going to this, and he's going to vote, he's a Democrat. Well, I heard all that crap, and you did too, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, guess what he's doing? You ready?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
He promised to ban the CRT program, and he did just that. He promised to empower the parents so that they had more say-so over what went on at their school boards, and he's done that. And finally, the vaccine mandate in Virginia is gone. So congratulations to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin for doing what he said he was going to do.
Well, that's right. Well, I think, Captain, he's coming into office with, I think, much more of a mandate than Joe Biden could ever try to lay claim to.
What mandate for Joe Biden? What mandate?
Well, exactly. Well,
33%, that's his mandate.
Right, that's right. It's sort of an invented mandate. But Glenn Youngkin, Governor Youngkin, is coming into office, and as you said, he's doing what he said he was going to do. There's another executive order that he gave. It's executive order number 4, and that is starting an investigation into the wrongdoing in Loudoun County, and that has to do with the school board there over their handling of a sexual assault case. So, again, you know, he is on the side of parents. He is on the side of getting things going again in Virginia. He also has declared Virginia open for business. So this is a whole new day dawning, and I think it's going to be a much better day for the Commonwealth.
Now, hundreds of Chicago students orchestrated school walkouts and crowded protests over the weekend, and started Friday, actually, to demand safer COVID-19 conditions, relief stipends, and laptops for their classrooms.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And they're going to be out there again today.
Yep, that's right. Well, I guess it's a well of cash or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, we're talking Chicago. I don't know if they got a well of anything.
Right.
All right. Right. And I'm sorry, Ken, but that's Chicago. We all know it. Okay, Ken, that's our producer who'll be on the way in here in a little bit. All right. Former President Trump fired up an Arizona rally over the weekend with a pledge about 2024. Did you hear about it?
Yes, I think he said the Republican was going to be elected in 2024.
Quote, there will be a Republican president elected in 2024. End of quote.
Well, yeah, I think that's a pretty good prediction. Of course, what was it? Was it Yogi Berra who said predictions are hard, especially about the future? It might have been. Yeah.
Well, he said something else, too.
What's that?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
That's exactly right. But certainly the trajectory that we're seeing right now, Captain, and you mentioned Joe Biden's polls and being how low they are going to go lower, I think.
You bet they are.
So will Kamala Harris's, exactly.
I just told you the gas price. That's another 5 cents a gallon on top of the already high prices. You watch and see when the people get hit with that.
Well, that's right. And also, Captain, we haven't gone through tax time yet either.
Oh, no.
We're going to see what happens when they do their taxes for 2021.
Yeah.
It's going to be a major eye-opener.
And because of the way they work the incomes around when they have to pay the income tax on their bonuses, their what do they call them? When they gave them the, what was that money they called it?
Oh, the stimulus.
Yeah, the stimulus. They're going to have to pay income tax on that.
Well, exactly. So in other words, it's going to keep getting worse. The Democrats, the Biden administration, are not going to do what they need to do if they ever want to try to get popular. They're just not going to do it because doing those things is diametrically opposed to the philosophy that they have. So they're going to continue to founder. And if the trajectory holds, the Republicans will do very well in 2022. And that sets the stage for 2024.
Okay, before we get to Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, I got to mention Florida again. Florida Lieutenant Governor Nunez says Hispanics are flocking to the Republican Party in droves for freedom and for opportunities. Meanwhile, this disgusting Democrat that we've got that's the Secretary of Agriculture, Nikki Fried, who's going to be facing off against Ron DeSantis should she become the Democratic candidate, was slammed for making an explosive claim about our governor, Ron DeSantis. She compared him to Hitler. If anybody's Hitler, or even close, it's her.
Well, you know, Captain, when a politician comes out and does that, they
better look in the mirror.
Well, it just shows that they're pretty bankrupt and talking about anything. And so to start hurling that kind of insult or comparison usually means that she doesn't have anything else to talk about. Of course, obviously, the comparison is completely ridiculous. But especially a modern...
Not if you're a Democrat and you look at yourself in the mirror and see what they're doing.
Well, but they want to be authoritarian. That's right. But last time I checked, Governor DeSantis seems to want to try to empower the people in Florida and get things moving. That's not being an authoritarian.
Now, here we go with Jim Jordan. And I also believe that Kevin McCarthy said the same thing last week. But Jim Jordan was on television and said it over the weekend. Little Dr. Fauci and the COVID-19 origins will be investigated if the House flips back to the GOP control in 2022. I'm telling you right now, I believe that the House will flip back, and I believe they will investigate Dr. Fauci, and I believe he'll get out of Dodge quick before anything happens, because he'll want to get out of the limelight when they go after him, and they're going to go after him.
Well, Captain, there's so much evidence and so much information to go through, even at the beginning of this thing, and certainly as we've gone through it over the last 2 years, to really come up with this notion that something happened. There was the gain of function research. Senator Rand Paul has been going over this and coming at Dr. Fauci with a lot of this stuff. So there's a lot there to unpack. The question is, How are the powers that be or the media really going to circle around Dr. Fauci, for example, and try to come up with a phrase that sounds like baseless claims of COVID-19 origins? You wait and see. That phraseology will make a comeback as it did with the 2020 election.
Well, I got another one for you here. Just when Joe Biden thought he was out of the woods with some of his trouble, a YouGov poll came out over the weekend. 50% of the United States likely voters have said they're frustrated with Joe Biden's presidency.
I don't doubt it. I just don't doubt it. And this is people from all walks of life. It's not going to be, you can't sort of peg somebody by how much money they make or what their ethnicity is or their race or whatever. This is transforming so many people across the country, because again, they're being affected by this.
And then we'll finish with what's out in your area. Los Angeles County Sheriff Villanueva has bypassed the DA and is pursuing a federal case in an LAPD cop killing that the LA DA was sitting on his hands on.
He really is, and that's the DA Gascon in Los Angeles County.
There's nothing worse than a cop killer.
No, because they didn't want to go for the whole nine yards and special circumstances and all those things. He didn't want to prosecute it.
Under federal law, it's a murder case, period.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Party all night from South Carolina. A bad Bama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia Pete with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy moves to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, trippin' honey from the hollering Kentucky. Get you flippin' kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker. undercover lover. Big southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Mother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays.
Jason Aldean, she's country. How you doing there, Kyle?
Doing good. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. That's Jason Aldean. And by the way, that might have been the song he was playing the night that he was on the stage there in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that moron started shooting people.
That's right. I remember that night. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Take it away with the weather out west.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. We're continuing to monitor the freezing fog advisories. That's going to be in northern central Oregon and southern central Washington as well, especially if you're traveling down I-82. If you're in the area of Pendleton, for example, in Walla Walla, Dayton, you're going to have this freezing fog to contend with. And then also over near Enterprise, you're also going to be dealing with freezing fog in that area. Looks like we got a winter weather advisory that's come on the map just recently here. This is going to be near Helena, Montana, also near Great Falls as well, Bozeman. And so this is going to drop down a little bit towards West Yellowstone as well. And also Logan, Utah, a dense fog advisory there tonight, Captain, as well. Otherwise, we got a pretty quiet map, but the mountain passes like Snoqualmie, 4th of July, Cabbage, you're going to have fog there as well, and the temperatures are low enough to make sure that that's likely going to be freezing fog, so be careful out there.
All right, we got all kinds of problems going on in the northeastern part of the United States, a winter storm warning from the mountains of South Carolina up to North Carolina, up into Virginia, West Virginia, the eastern part of Kentucky and Tennessee, and the eastern half of Ohio, most of Pennsylvania, all of New York State, and I'm going to start with New York State first because we have some closures in New York State. First of all, what's called the New Jersey 17 Suffern entrance to the New York Thruway coming out of New Jersey is shut down due to a multiple vehicle accident right now, and there are all kinds of delays there. You need to avoid that if at all possible and take the long way around to come up to the New York Thruway, which is actually to go to New York City and go north. Now, if you're coming across... if you're going up I-87 out of New York, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 serious accidents before you even get to Albany. Then when you get north of Albany and get up around Lake George, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them from the south end of Lake George to the north end of Lake George, right up there almost to the Quebec line. So there's lots of trouble going on tonight. Now, in addition, if you're on I-95, the New York Thruway extension of I-95, when you come off the Cross Bronx and then you have to pay the toll to go over to the Connecticut line, well, that's shut down because of another massive accident over there. There is an incident on Long Island where they have the Long Island Expressway shut down about halfway out. So be advised of that. And that's because of vehicles that are actually stalled in snow, and they're having to tow them out one by one to be able to plow the road there. That's how bad that is. And we've got delays just everywhere around New York City. If I were you, I would tell you not to even go that way tonight if you didn't have to, because it's unbelievable. And anybody that's been up there knows what it's like in a bad weather. But starting with Maine and backtracking back down, winter storm warning halfway through Maine, over into New Hampshire, over into Vermont, over into most of New York State, over into half of Pennsylvania, snowing right up until about Harrisburg, and then you've got a mixed bag going into Philadelphia. Jersey tonight, same thing, mixed bag there. Then you've also got pretty much clear sailing down I-95 till you get down into North Carolina. Then you'll have an area of snow and some icy roads there. But everything in the elevated areas all the way up through there, all the way up into New England, all the elevated areas, there's a winter storm warning. It's still snowing, and it's supposed to be that way till about noontime or so. So use that to base yourself. And again, I-77 was closed at the Virginia, North Carolina line, correct, Kyle?
That's right.
And I-64 was closed east of Richmond going towards Norfolk. So anybody with the military shipments there, you'll have to get down on the surface streets. You won't be able to get up on the interstate, I-64.
That's exactly right. Yes, you have to detour.
All righty. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, folks. Kyle will be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And right now we're going to jump on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You like snow?
Not anymore.
They had it in Atlanta.
I know.
And Atlanta's kind of a fun place right now. I've got this new system that I'm looking at, and I'm able to detect the problems that are there. And I'll tell you what, Atlanta looked like as if people forgot how to drive up there.
Well, they've never known how to drive in snow in Atlanta. It's not a new phenomenon. It's just a constant phenomenon.
Okay, yeah, and of course you got a major winter storm affecting them right there, so we get all of that. And they got all the express lanes shut down around Atlanta. So
absolutely. It's just the way it works there.
Yep.
They don't have snow removing equipment. They don't have salt. They never do.
No.
Even on bridges. It's never been that way.
Nope. I've seen them dump gravel before. But anyway, just for the heck of it, Joe Biden had a bad week last week, didn't he?
He did, but you know we shouldn't gloat about it because if he has a bad week, then America has a bad week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For the most part. So, I mean, one Supreme Court decision was good; the other one was really not so good when it came to the healthcare workers. But you know we. We need him really to do well so we can do well, which means, you know, come to all things mandates. Again, mandates are not law. When it comes to the supply chain and the shipping at the ports, and, you know, the constant attack on the American people. Remember, interestingly enough, he said, if anybody in my administration treats anybody with disrespect, they'll be fired immediately. Well, what about him? Because he personally, he absolutely did that himself in his speech in Atlanta.
Right.
It was shameful. So, I mean, you know, that was hypocrisy on the first order.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And the other thing is that when it comes to Biden, all things Biden, I mean, Kamala has drawn him down. I'm sure he knows that.
Well, he does know it. But on the other hand, he doesn't need her to do it, although she is, because he is.
Right. So it's a combination of errors. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere because we have a lot more for you. So I shall return. And by the way, Jeff, where are you? Here he comes.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.